From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 28th, 2013. Here are some of the stories that made the news from October 25th to October 28th. Claire Hughes reported in the Times Union a glitch in the Federal Data Services Hub caused the state's new online health insurance market some problems on Sunday, October 27th. The site, New York State of Health, was unable to process applications, and New Yorkers trying to shop for insurance online received a message saying the site was unable to access federal data. The state-run health exchange was expected to be in full operation by 8 a.m. Monday, October 28th. This was believed to be the first time a technical problem at the federal level has disrupted the state site. The site has largely avoided the widely reported technical problems plaguing the federal health exchange, healthcare.gov. Read the full story in the Times Union. Kyle Adams reported in the Daily Mail a forest fire burned through approximately 2 acres of forest on West Road in Greenville Sunday, October 27th. The fire began behind a seasonal residence at 797 West Road around noon, and the blaze spread to the adjacent property. Firefighters from 5 departments had the fire under control an hour later. The cause is so far unknown. The steady wind made it difficult to determine where the blaze started, a fire official said. The only structural damage was to a shed-like building located in the woods. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Diane Valden reported in the Columbia paper on the upcoming election in Antrim. The only race at the town level this season is for 2 seats on the town board. 3 candidates are vying for those positions. Republican Arnold Arnie Anderson is challenging incumbents Democrat Madeline Israel and Republican Chris Thomas. Town Supervisor Art Basson, a Democrat, is seeking re-election to his 3rd 2-year term without opposition. For the first time, Antrim voters will also be asked to approve an annual town contribution of $30,000 to the Rolf Jansen Community Library's operating budget. Also on the ballot are 6 proposed amendments to the New York State Constitution relating to everything from the authorization of casino gaming to allowing mining in the state forest preserve. Polls are open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, November 5th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Brian Hubert reported in the Daily Mail, kids and parents alike crowded Main Street in Catskill Saturday, October 26th for an evening of Halloween fun and treats during the village's 2nd annual A Haunting in Catskill. Participants enjoyed hayrides to Dutchman's Landing and explored a haunted house in Village Hall. Kyle Adams writes in the Daily Mail, Tannersville hosted its annual Halloween parade and scarecrow contest Sunday, October 27th. More than 100 people, mostly families with young children, dressed up and hit the street in the chilly autumn air to show off their costumes and do some early trick-or-treating. The day ended with the village scarecrow contest. 10 scarecrows entered the competition this year. Kids and their families also turned out Sunday in Athens for the 8th annual pumpkin parade. The festivities kicked off at the Athens Firehouse on 3rd Street, where the children carved pumpkins, had their faces painted, and enjoyed a pizza party. Following the party, nearly 170 participants paraded down 2nd Street to Riverfront Park carrying their lit carved pumpkins. The evening ended in the park where kids lined up on the steps of the band shell for a photo and to receive their goodie bags. Read Melanie Lukoshevich's full story in the Daily Mail. Taking a look at the local weather forecast, today there will be increasing clouds with a high near 52, and tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 27. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 48, and Tuesday night there's a slight chance of rain showers after 2 a.m., mixing with snow after 5 a.m., with increasing clouds and a low around 31. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Wednesday, there is a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 51. Wednesday night, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 2 a.m., partly cloudy, with a low around 34. And Thursday, there's a chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m. It'll be cloudy with a high near 60. Thursday night, showers are likely. The low will be 52. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. and sunset today will be at 5:53 p.m. with the length of the day being 10 hours and 28 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 28th, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.